Inspired from episode 2, I wanted to examine more things that impacted my previous characters. On this episode of D&D and R, we're looking at one of the most infamous monsters in the D&D universe. We're looking at Beholders. Their entry in the monster manual is haunting, as they've killed one of my characters before in another campaign. Beholders. One glance at a Beholder is enough to assess its foul and otherworldly nature. Aggressive, hateful, and greedy, these aberrations dismiss all other creatures as lesser beings, toying with them or destroying them as they choose. A Beholder's spheroid body levitates at all times, and its great bulging eye sits above a wide, toothy maw, while the smaller eye stalks that crown its body twist and turn to keep its foes in sight. When a Beholder sleeps, it closes its central eye but leaves its smaller eyes open and alert. They are known as xenophobic isolationists. Enemies abound, or so every Beholder believes. Beholders are convinced that other creatures resent them for their brilliance and magical power, even as they dismiss those lesser creatures as crude and disgusting. Beholders always suspect others of plotting against them, even when no other creatures are around. The disdain a Beholder has for other creatures extends to other Beholders. Each Beholder believes its form to be an ideal, and that any deviation from that form is a flaw in the racial purity of its kind. Beholders vary greatly in their physical forms, making conflict between them inevitable. Some Beholders are protected by overlapping chitinous plates, some have smooth hides, some have eye stalks that writhe like tentacles, while other stalks bear crustacean-like joints. Even slight differences of coloration and hide can turn two Beholders into lifelong enemies. The Eye Tyrant. Some Beholders manage to channel their xenophobic tendencies into a terrible despoticism. Rather than live in isolation, the aptly named Eye Tyrants enslave those other creatures, founding and controlling vast empires. An Eye Tyrant sometimes carves out a domain within or under a major city, commanding networks of agents that operate on their master's behalf.